My name's Samantha. This podcast is for Relay for Life of Santa Barbara, taking place May 4th through 5th, 2013 at Bishop Diego High School.
Wait a minute. You said Relay for Life? I thought it was Relay for Laughs.
I promise you there will be some laughs. I'll let you introduce yourself as only you know how.
My name is Carrie Gonzalez, and I'm your co-host today.
And what brings you to do Relay for Laughs? I mean life.
Well, I've wanted to do it for 2 or 3 years now, and my schedule is working out that I can finally make time to do this. And my niece, you might know her, Samantha Wheeler.
That's me, her favorite niece.
Is going to be the team captain at Union Bank, where you work. And their team is called Union Bank Beats Cancer. Woo! So I'm going to be joining and supporting her this year. We also had someone in our family who lost her battle with cancer last year. At the end of last year, it was Patsy and Auntie Patsy, and we're doing this in her memory as well. I think you had somebody in your other side of your family.
I do. My dad's mom, my grandma, is a breast cancer survivor.
Go, Verla!
She'll never hear that, but thank you anyways. Podcasts are beyond some people. Speaking of podcasts, one of the things I've discovered since becoming team captain is that there is an overload of information about Relay for Life. But one thing there isn't is a podcast about Relay for Life.
No podcast for Relay for Life?
No podcast for Relay for Life. It is upsetting. So we are here to rectify the situation.
Yes, we are.
I find that podcasts are a really great way to get the information out. Don't you agree?
I concur.
Now that we have your affirmations, I hope I'm using that word correctly, we're going to go on with some information. So first of all, Carrie, what is Relay for Life?
Relay for Life is a family-oriented event where participants can walk or run on a track, relay style, for 24 hours. Participants camp around the track, and when they're not taking place with their, when they're not doing their relays, they take part in other fun activities. So is that like in the center of the track and on the round of the track?
Yeah, it's kind of almost like a festival. A lot of different people, when they have their camp set up, they also do their fundraising there. I love cracking them on your head. Let's do this.
Okay. So one thing I do know is that former and current cancer patients and their families and the public are invited to take place in this exciting team relay event. The teams consist of individuals representing corporations, clubs, organizations, family, friends, and caregivers, and survivors. It's basically a group of people fighting back as a team against cancer in the hope that we raise enough money to someday find a cure. And we always have to remember this is a grassroots effort. And that's one of the reasons that I think it's a really great event, because it helps local businesses get involved. They donate food, they donate drinks, they donate their time. Many businesses offer gift certificates, and we also ask the community to come in and support by making a monetary contribution to a team or to buying some goods at the festival. Well, I call it a festival, but at the relay. And remember, any donation is appreciated.
So one of the things we want to talk about at this Relay for Life podcast is how is the money raised? How is people walking around a track doing anything? What kind of fundraiser ideas are there out there? And we're going to cover that next time. Another thing that I want to do is interview some people who are veterans of Relay for Life and maybe even some cancer survivors. So we are looking forward to talking about that.
And how are these people going to get in touch with you, Samantha?
Oh, yes. If you have a really great story about an experience at Relay for Life, we want to hear it. So how can you get a hold of me? You can email me at sammymowheeler@gmail.com. That's sammymowheeler@gmail.com. The American Cancer Society Relay for Life is a life-changing event that helps our community celebrate the lives of people who have battled cancer, remember the loved ones that we've lost, and fight back against the disease.
Your reasons for Relay for Life are as unique and as special as the story that motivates you, like Samantha and I doing it for our Aunt Patsy.
And for my grandma.
Because of your support, we're creating a world with less cancer, and that's what it's all about.
I couldn't have said it better myself. We look forward to seeing some of you at the Relay for Life this year. It's going to be May 4th through 5th. That's 24 hours of relay, so you'll get plenty of opportunities to see us. Thanks for listening. This is Samantha.
And this is Carrie. Until next time.